Okay, good morning and Freilichum Chanukah, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Chaf Beis. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We're a few lines from the end of the page on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. But today we're going to, today's shiur, first of all, is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Zuchus Rufur Shalema for Rabbi Kalmer Shlita Yehuda Ben Rivka Leah. She'll be Zuchut Rufur Shalema B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. It's also sponsored by David and Fegi Mizels, Le'ilo Nishmas Fegi's father, Yosef Shmuel Shmelka Ben Yitzchak Alav HaShalom, whose first yard site was yesterday, the 26th of Kislev. Yesterday was not the 26th was yesterday? Yesterday was the second day? Yeah, last night was the third night. Yeah, yesterday, the 26th of Kislev, Nesham Shav Naliyo. It's also sponsored by the Psachim Boys, a chavrusa of three Talmidim from BMT. Remember BMT? Who continue their decades-long quest to complete and conquer Mesachas Psachim. They should be Matzliach in their endeavor. So again, we are holding on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and what we're going to discuss today is, first of all, we had a machlokas yesterday, how we know, or which Isurim in the Torah automatically include, not only in Isra Achila, but Isra Na'ah as well, whether it's only when it says Lo Yochal, or even when it says any Lashon Achila, Lo Sochal, Lo Sochlu, any Lashon Achila includes in Isra Na'ah. So at the beginning of the daf, we're going to clarify how Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir would each derive Rabbi Avo's rule that all Isurei Achila or Isurei Na'ah from Pesukim in the Torah, because our primary focus is going to be on the pasuk about what we do with the Nevela, the two options that the Torah gives us, and Machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, whether both options are viable for both people, whether La Kelev Tashlichudosa, whether Mechira and Nesina are both for a Ger, and for a Nachri. And then the Gemara is going, the rest of the daf is really, and much of tomorrow's daf really, is going to be dedicated to bringing examples of the term Achila used in various psukim throughout the Torah, where the word Achila really just means eating and not an Isra Hana'ah. So it's going to be a kasha on the both shitos we're going to have. The first three examples we bring in today's daf are going to be Lashonos of Achila, other than Yochel, meaning or Ye Achel, meaning only in this, where those mean only in Isra Achila, and are therefore a question only on Rabbi Avo, because Rabbi Avo is the one that said any Lashon Achila means Isra Na'ah. So the first three are going to be Lashonos of Achila that are not Lo Ye Achel, and yet they don't mean Isra Na'ah. So it's going to be Akasha only on Rabbi Avo. The remaining two questions on today's daf are from cases where the term Ye Achel seems to mean just an Isra Achila and not an Isra, and therefore it's a question both on Rabbi Avo and on Chizkiah. I mean, even Chizkiah, who said that only the term Lo Ye'achel includes both an Isra Achila and Isra Na'ah, is going to have problems from a number of the examples that we're going to bring. So we left off at the Bishlam Rabbi Meir. Yeah, so we left about 7-8 lines from the end of the page. Bishlam al Rabbi Meir. So says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbi Meir, Damar Echad Ger Echad Nachri, Bein B'Mechir, Bein B'Nesina. I understand very well, according to Rabbi Meir, who interprets the pasuk of what to do with the Nevela. It says, Lo Soch, we call the Nevela. Legera Shevrisharecha Titnena Va'achala O Machar L'Nachri. So Rabbi Meir understands that that's telling us that you can either sell it or give it Bein L'Nachri or Bein L'Ger, that those are both options. So Midisra, Kra, L'Mishra, Nevela, Bahana, HaKal Yisra, Shabbat Torah, Surim, Bein Bachila, Bein Bana. From the fact that the Torah has to go out of its way to tell me that it's Mutter to get Hana from a Nevela, the implication is that all other Yisurim in the Torah are Asur, both Bachila and Bahana. El Rabbi Yehuda, Damar L'Dvarm, Kiksavan, Uda'asa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's just as it's written in the Torah, meaning that that dafka when it says legera shabishrecha titnena, it means that it's nesina to a ger, and machar lenachri means only mechira to a nachri. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's ledvarim k'savanu da'asa hakol yisurim shabat Torah minale dasurim bana. Where does he derive the idea that all yisurim in the Torah that are yisurei achila also include Isurei Hana'ah? So nafkalei mi lekelev tashlichnoso. He darshens it from the pasuk lekelev tashlichnoso by a treifa, where we darshen also atamashal kelev yatamashal kelev kol isurim shavet Torah. That yes, a treifa you throw to a dog, but all other isurim in the Torah you're not allowed to throw to a dog, because all other isurim in the Torah that say lashon of achila mean not only achila but Hana'ah as well. Rabbi Meir also, and Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir going to do with the pasuk of lekelev kelev tashlichin oso. What's he going to darshin from the oso? He doesn't need the oso to tell me that kol yisurin shabbat Torah arasur bahana'a. He already got that from the pasuk by nevela. V'Rabbi Meir oso atamashil kelev yatamashil kelev chulin shnishku ba'azara. Rabbi Meir is going to darshin from the word oso that you can throw a treifa to a kelev, but you're not allowed to throw chulin shnishku ba'azara to a kelev. V'idach chulin shnishku ba'azara lavda raisihi. And the other opinion, Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, chulin shnishku ba'azara is not an iser da oraisa. So Rashi points out, chulin shnishku ba'azara da asiri ba'hana'a lavda oraisa. Rashi says, even according to the opinion that chulin shnishku ba'azara lavda oraisa does not mean to say that there is no iser da oraisa of chulin shnishku ba'azara. It just means that there's no iser hana'a mi da oraisa of chulin shnishku ba'azara. But certainly it's aser to shecht chulin in the azara min ha-Torah. You're not allowed to just bring stam a chulin animal into the azara and shecht it there, even on a daraisa level. The only machlokas is whether it then becomes aser b'hana'a because you shechted the chulin in the azara. There are many rishonim that disagree with Rashi, and they say no, there's no iser. If you say chulin shnishku ba'azara lav daraisa, it means that there is no iser of shechting chulin in the azara bichlal. Tosos asks on Rashi from a Gemara Maseches Nazir. The Gemara says that according to the Shita, that a Katan is able to be a Nazir in order to be Mechanich in Mitzvos, the Gemara says there's such a possibility that you can be Mechanich a Katan to be a Nazir, because one of the Mitzvos can be Mechanich in is to be a Nazir. So Tosos says, wait a second, a Nazir at the end of his Nazirus brings a Korban. Well, how can you volunteer? How can we suggest to be Mechanichim midrabanan to be a Nazir? That means he's going to bring a Korban at the end. That's going to be Chulin Vazara on a Doraisa level. So the Gemara answers that it must be the Chulin Shnishku Ba'azara is Lav Doraisa. That's how the Gemara explains why we're allowed to be Mechanich a Katan to be a Nazir, because if you assume Chulin Shnishku Ba'azara is not midaraisa. Fractosis, but if Rashi is correct, that everybody holds it's Asr Mida Oraisa to Shech Chulin Ba'azara. The only question is, does it then become Asr Bahana'a? But everybody agrees that it's Asr to Shech Chulin Ba'azara. Then what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's not really helping anything by saying, oh, don't worry, we're being Mechanich the Nazir, and because we hold Chulin Shech Ba'azara to Zav Da'oraisa. But everyone holds that it's Da'oraisa to Shech Chulin in the Azara. So that's the Kasha that that Tosos raises. So the Achronim work on the Teretz. There's a Teretz suggested in the Tshuva Zecher Yitzchak, where he says, based on the way Rashi explains the Yisod of the Machlokas, whether Chulin Shnishku Ba'azara is Asur Min HaTorah or not, whether the Isur of Chulin Ba'azara, what is it? Why is it that there's an Isur of Chulin Ba'azara? Is it because of the Kedushas HaAzara, that the Azara has the ability to Mekadesh Chulin and to Asur it like Kachim, and therefore it becomes like Kachim Psulim? Or do we say that it's because the Shechita Ba'azara has a Psul, and it's not Matzir the Behemah Ba'achila? Normally, an animal is Evir Min HaChai until you do Shechita. If you do a proper Shechita, it's Matzir Ba'achila. If you don't do a proper Shechita, then it becomes a Nevela. Then it's not, it never has a heter achila. So if you say that the Isser of Chulin Shnishku Ba'azara is min haTorah, it must be that the Isser is one of Kedushas HaAzara. So the Shechita in this place is going to Asur the Behemah Bahana'a like a Kachim animal. But if you say Chulin Shnishku Ba'azara is not min haTorah, he suggests, then maybe the Gedra of the Isser achila that we have min haTorah is because there's a Psul Shechita that was done in the Azara that's not Makshir the Behemah La'achila. So based on that, he says, enough Kamina between the two deos might be, what if you don't do shechita but you do malika? Malika is not shechita. So maybe if the issue is only because of the kedushas hazara, so the kedushas hazara would ask for malika as well. It wouldn't make a difference whether it's malika or shechita. But if the issue is because shechita is not matir, maybe that's only by shechita but not by malika. Oh, so based on that, says the Zecher Yitzchak, we can now answer Taisus is kasha on Rashi. The Gemara in Maseches Nazir that said that if you hold Chulin Shnishku Ba'azara is not min haTorah, the Nazir Katan is allowed to bring the Karban because he brings the Karban off for his Tara. So he does Malika, not Shechita. So since the Karban he's bringing is only a Malika, according to that, the Shita, the Chulin Shnishku Ba'azara is Lav Da'oraisa, there's not going to be an Isra Achila on the Malika, and there's not going to be an Isra of bringing it Ba'azara, because the whole Isra is only one of a problem in the Shechita. Okay, so says the Gemara, and now we begin the series of questions on the idea, again, just to quickly, Chazer, we had two deos, whether every time the Torah says any Lashon Achila, it becomes both Aser Achila and Bana, or only a Lashon of Lo Ye Achel. Either way, we have a series of questions where we're going to give examples in the Torah where we find Yisurei Achila that are not Yisurei Hana'ah. So says the Gemara, let's begin with question number one. Masa Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha v'harei Gira Nasha d'rachmana Amar. When it comes to the Gira Nasha, the Torah says, Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael is Gira Nasha, that the Jewish people are not allowed to eat the Gira Nasha. Utnan, sholeach adam yerech l'nachri v'gira Nasha b'tocho, v'nei shemekomo nikr. That when you send to a nachri a thigh of an animal, the Gira Nasha could be inside that thigh. And don't worry that a Jew may buy it from the nachri and will think, oh, it originated with the Yisrael, so it must be that it's okay. No, you don't have to worry about that, because mekomo nikr, the Jew will see that the Gira Nasha is still there. So, but the point is, apparently you're allowed to get hana'ah from it, because you're being shaleach it l'nachri, you're sending it to a nachri. So that's hana'ah. So how can you say, al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael eni lashon achila means an isra hana'ah, the Gira Nasha apparently you're allowed to get hana'ah from. And so Gemara, k'sav Rabbi Avok, shehutra nevela, hi v'chelba v'gida hutra. When the Torah specifically went out of its way to tell me, you're allowed to get hana'ah from a nevela, right? That's the pasuk that the Gersha Bishracha Titneno, Machal Lenachri, that you're allowed to get anah from a nevela. A nevela doesn't only include the meat, the regular meat of the nevela, the chelev of the nevela, the gid of the nevela. It's all included in that heter. So, Hani Chlamandi Amri Yesh Begidim Nosin Tam. That makes sense if you assume that a gid anasha has tam. If a gid anasha has tam, if it has some flavor, so I understand why it's just like the meat of the nevela, because it's another piece of meat that has tam. El mandiyam rein begidim nosin tam ma'ikul meimar. But what if you hold in begidim nosin tam? What if you hold that a gid is just a vein that has no tam whatsoever? Why would that be included in the heter of a nevela? The heter of a nevela is for the meat of a nevela. Says more man shamalei damar in begidim nosin tam. Rabbi Shimon, who's the one that says in begidim nosin tam? That is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. D'tanya ha'ochel megid anasha shal behema tameya. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev shtayim. Rabbi Shimon poter. If you eat a gid anasha of a non kosher animal, Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayiv Shtayim, one for Achila of a Beima Tameya, and the second for eating Gid Anasha, and Rabbi Shimon says you're Potter, because it has no time whatsoever. Rabbi Shimon, Hachinami to Aser Bahana'a, and maybe in Hachinami, if you hold that Ein Begidin B'no Sein Tam, you're right, since the Torah says a Lashon of Achila, it's going to be Aser Bahana'a as well. Titanya Gid Anasha, Mutar Bahana'a Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, oh sir, it's only Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Gid Anasha is Mutar Bahana'a. For Rabbi Shimon, in fact, would say that a Gid Anasha is going to be Aser Bahana'ah. What exactly is this machlok? So again, to summarize, we raise the question, how can you say every Lashon Achila includes an Isra Hana'ah? What about Gid Anasha? Gid Anasha is only an Isra Achila, it's not an Isra Hana'ah. So says the Gemara, well, if you assume Yesh Begidin B'no Sein Tam, no problem, because it's included in the heter of Nevela, so it's one of the exceptions already. It's included in the exception of Nevela. And if you hold Ein Begidin B'no Sein Tam, Ein Achinami, it is Aser Bahana'ah. So it fits perfectly that it should be Aser Bahana'ah. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So what exactly is this machlokas? Whether Yesh Begidim Nosin Tam, Ein Begidim Nosin Tam, is it a machlokas in Metzius? You know, we have a concept in that almost all the Rishonim accept, the Gemara accepts, and the Shulchan Aruch accepts, but the Ramah rejects it from our practice. But that's just a minute. But there is a concept called Ti'imas Kfeila, that you can have a non-Jew taste something for you and tell you whether it tastes like what it's supposed to taste like or not. So you could, if you're not sure if there's tam of Isser in your challenge, so give it a non-Jew to taste it and it'll tell you whether he tastes any Isser in it. So there are criteria and there are details, but there is such a concept. So why don't we just have a guy taste the Gid Anasha? A guy's allowed to eat a Gid Anasha. Let a non-Jew taste the Gid Anasha and let him tell us if it tastes like anything or not. How could you have a machlokas whether Yesh Begidim Nosin Tam or Ein Begidim Nosin Tam? So the Rashba and the Maram Chalva, the Rashba Maseches Chulin and the Maram Chalva both explain that it can't be that they're arguing whether there's Tam in the Gid Anasha. Because Ein Achinami, you could have Ti'imas Kveila. No, it must be that everyone agrees that there's no Tam at all in the get anasha. The machlokas is whether the Torah asers, how much of the vein the Torah asers, meaning there are other parts right near there that do have tam. And that's really machlokas. It's machlokas in halacha of what's included in the iser gid, which is, surprising that the actual main gid ain't a chanami. Everyone agrees there's no tam. But the surrounding the blood vessels may actually have some tam, and do have tam, and the machlokas is whether they're included in the Yisra of Gid. The Rashba then suggests, no, maybe the machlokas is whether the Gid itself has tam. Can't you just have a goy taste it? No, it's what's called a tam kolush. That's something that also comes up in the Isra v'Heter a lot in Hilchos Tarovos, that sometimes you have a tam that's barely detectable. So if you have a tam kolush, you have a very weak tam, you can't expect the goy to be able to tell you that he's able to detect that tam. In the Teferis Yaakov, he suggests that everyone agrees a gid anasha has tam, but it's a tam pogum and there's no hana'a from the tam. So it's ki'ilu, it doesn't have tam. So the machlokas is that if you hold yesh begidin mosin tam, you're saying when the Torah ashes achilas agid, it's telling us that this tam, which happens to be a lousy tam, is what the Torah ashes. And therefore, if the gid anasha falls into a tafshil, it will asher the tafshil by giving over its tam, its lousy tam, to the tafshil. But if you hold ein begidin mosin tam, you're saying that since the tam of the gid is pogum and it's a lousy tam, so it's ke'etz bi'alma, and the Torah had a chiddush, so you're not allowed to eat it. But that which it gives off tam to other things, it would be similar to, we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that a zvuv is a davar ma'us, that if you have a fly or some sort of insect, it's a davar ma'us, it's disgusting. So let's say you have a fly in your soup, are you allowed to, do you have to measure? Well, is there shishim in the soup against the fly, or can you just pull the fly out and eat the rest of the soup automatically? So we paskin, yeah, no problem. Pull the fly out and eat the rest of your soup. Why are you allowed to do that? Don't you have to measure that there should be shishim because the fly is aser, it's giving tam? No, if it's ma'us, if it's a tam pogum, it's not going to aser anything. You're still not allowed to eat the fly, right? It's a barrier, it's an iser. So the same with gid anasha, according to the Shita, that ain't begidin minosin tam. The Torah says you can't eat the gid, you're not allowed to eat that, but as far as the tam that it gives into other foods, ain't begidin minosin tam, it's a tam pogum. So yeah, it has some flavor, but it's a pungent flavor, it's a terrible flavor, and therefore it's not going to aser anything. Right? The raya that they have, that you're allowed to eat without measuring, when there's a fly in the soup, is the Gemara Maseches Megillah. The Rush brings this right. The Gemara Maseches Megillah talks about if Haman convinced Achashverosh that the Jewish people don't respect him, because they said, Haman said to Achashverosh, if they find a fly in their wine, they'll just take the fly out and drink the rest of the wine. But if you touch their wine, if you put your finger on their wine, then that's it. They're going to pour the whole thing out because it's going to be an issue of stam yinam or yayin that na'akum was meshach sheikh. So yayin esach issue. So they're going to spill the whole thing out. So the Rush says a raya from there. Wait a second. The wine is cold. What about shishim? So no, you don't have to measure shishim. You don't have to measure anything. That it's automatically going to be mutter. And he says, but you do see that tam would pass even if it were cold in wine, which is an interesting idea. That for whatever reason, the tam would go even with something cold. That's what the Rush brings a raya. But we learn it's also interesting that we bring rayas la halacha from an argument that Haman made. So I heard from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, somebody asked, why are we bringing rayas from Haman? A raya from Haman. He said, because Chazal don't quote every stupid thing that Haman ever said. Obviously, if they're quoting this, it means that there was value to what he was saying. So you can bring a raya from this. It's like a half a dozen halachas that we learned from Lavan, right? So we have plenty of halachas that that we derive from people who maybe were not so excited about their tzidkus. So, okay, second raya in the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Varei Dam. When it comes to the Yisra of Achilas Dam, Drachmana Amar Kol Nefesh Michem Lo Solchal Dam. It says that there's an Yisra of Achilas Dam. So according to what we're assuming, that should include an Yisra Na as well. Utnan, and yet the Mishnah says, Elu ve'elu misharvin ba'ama v'yotzen l'nachal kidron v'nim karm l'ganonin l'zev l'ma'olin bo, that when they pour the dam through the mizbeach and it gets poured out, drained out together with the water, gets drained out of the azara, so it goes down to Nachal Kidron, and they sell that dam to gardeners to use as manure. So apparently the dam is not asur b'ana, even though it's asur b'achila, it's subject to mila. So says Gemara, shiny dam, the iskish l'mayim. Says Gemara, no, dam is not asur b'ana, because it is, it's iskish l'mayim, it's compared to water. D'chziv lo sachlanu, ala aretz tishbachanu, kimayim. You're not letting eat dam, rather, what do you do with it? You pour it on the aretz, like mayim. Ma mayim mutarin, af dam mutar. Just like mayim is mutar, dam is also mutar. Ve'ima kimayim amiskansim al gabi amizbech, well, maybe amisnaskim al gabi amizbech, well, maybe it's like that mayim that's not mutar. Maybe it's like mayim of nisuch, the nisuch hamayim that they would do on the mizbech, which is only once a year, of course. Of course, on Sukkot, where we do nisuch hamayim, normally yayin and shemen are nisnasech al gabei hamizbeach. We don't have nisuch hamayim just once a year. But maybe when we compare dam to mayim, it's referring specifically to the kind of mayim that's taka asur b'ana. Some Rabbi Vol kimayim rov mayim. No, when it says that dam is like mayim, it means like normal water, regular water, not special holy water. So midi rov mayim tziv. But does it say rov mayim? It says it's like mayim. So ela amar Ravashi kimayim. It's like mayim that is poured out, not like mayim that's used for the nesachin. Yeah, but maybe it's like that mayim that's used as that's poured in front of avod zara, which is asur b'ana. Says no, hasanami nisuch ikri. You wouldn't call that nishpachin when it's poured in front of avod zara. It's also called nisuch. Tichsiv, because the pasuk tells us that yishtu yein nesicham, that it's referred to as yein nesicham, as something that has nisuch. And according to Chizkiah, who said that the Isra Anav Chametz is derived from Lo Ye'achel, but anytime it says Lo Socha, Lo Sochlu, it only means Achila, does not mean Ana'ah. So then why do I need a hekesh between Dam and Mayim? I certainly don't need it to tell me that you're allowed to get Hana'ah from Dam. Dam never said lo yeachel. It's a lo sochel. Lo sochlu kol dam. Lo sochlu doesn't mean israna anyway. So what's he going to get from the link between dam and mayim? Look at Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Dam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Me dayin l'dam kachim sheino machshir. Hanum, I know dam kachim. And this is the third time we're having this in the last seven blot. So me dayin l'dam kachim sheino machshir. How do I know that dam of kabanos is not machshir l'kabel tuma? Shenemar lo sochlenu ala aretz tishbechenu kamayim. Pasuk says, don't eat it, rather ala aretz tishbechenu kamayim. Dam shenishbach kamayim machshir sheinu nishbach kamayim eino machshir. Only that dam that is nishbach kamayim is machshir l'kabel tuma, but dam that is not nishbach kamayim is not going to be machshir l'kabel tuma. Meaning that dam that is not nishbach kamayim, that's not spilled out on the ground, that is valuable dam that they would use on the mizbeach, is not going to be machshir l'kabel tuma. So the Isra v'heter ha'aruch, he points out that dam that's mixed with mayim doesn't have an Isra v'achilas dam, because it's not roi la'krav al gabi mizbech. The Isra v'achilas dam is only the kind of dam that you'd be able to be makrav al gabi mizbech. But once you mix dam and mayim together, it's no longer included in the Isra d'araisa of achilas dam. Any dam that's not roi la'krav is not included in the Isra v'achilas dam. So says the Isra v'heter. So frektim in chaschinuch, wait a second. How does that make any sense? Minchaschiruch mitzvah kuf memches ozvav says, in our Gemara, we're talking about the dam that went down the Nachal Kidron. How did the dam drain out of the Azara? It mixed together with water. And we're bringing a raya. Oh, look, you see that you're allowed to get Hana'ah. Even though you're not allowed to eat the dam, you're allowed to get Hana'ah from it, because they got Hana'ah from this dam that drained out of the Beis HaMikdash. But the dam that drained out of the Beis HaMikdash was mixed with water. So it's not even included in the Yisra Achila, according to this Vatar Aruch. So what kind of a raya is our Gemara bringing? So Minchas Chinuch suggests that it could be that our Gemara assumes, like the Shita in Meseches Menachos, that dam shebishlu is asur b'achila min haTorah. There is a machlokas, if you cook dam, is the dam still asur min haTorah? Or maybe once it's cooked, it's no longer included in the Yisra D'araisa of achilas dam. If you hold that cooked dam is asr v'achil min haTorah, why would you assume that dam mixed with mayim is no longer an issur min haTorah? Because mixing with mayim is the equivalent of cooking. We often have like that. There's a principle in Hilchos Taharavos called kavush kimavushal, that if you have something soaking, even cold, soaking in a liquid for long enough, that's considered as if it was mavushal, as if it was cooked. So you mix dam with mayim and it's sitting in water, it's mixing with water, it's ki'ilu dam shabishlu, it's just like dam that's cooked. Oh, so now you understand that our Gemara is talking about dam that's going to be usr, even though it mixes with water, is assuming like that shita, that when you're mevashel dam, it's still usr min haTorah. So mixing with water, it's still going to be usr min haTorah. But the Isser v'Heter, when he says that dam that mixes with water is not included in the Isser v'Achilas dam, he's assuming like the shita that when you're mevashel dam, it's no longer included in the Isser of Achilas dam. The other suggestion, the other approach that one of the Gedolei Achronim suggests, in Tshuvas Ha'elav HaShlomer, Rav Shlomo Kluger suggests that the Isser v'Heter was talking about dafka dam that right away, when it came out of the Basar Behema, immediately got mixed with water, and it immediately became kavush. So because before it came out of the Basar of the Behema, it was dam ha'evarim, shalo pirish, where it's not considered dam at all, right? When we do a malicha, for example, so we draw the dam out, what about all the dam that's left? You ever eat a very rare steak? It looks like there's a lot of dam there. No, that's dam ha'evarim, that's meat juice, right? That doesn't have a din of dam. It doesn't have a status of dam. So if you're able to have it where the second it leaves the evarim of the animal, it immediately mixes with water, so it never had a shas iser. But the dam that was only nesariv b'mayim afterwards, it came out, it was dam, it was intact, it was asav achila, and then it mixed with water, the iser does not go away, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, when it mixes with water, and that's the case that our Gemara was talking about. I just mentioned parenthetically, the first raya we brought was from Gid HaNasha. There's a fascinating discussion whether the Gid HaNasha of a human being is included in the Isser of Gid HaNasha, which you would think it should be, right? Because the basis of the Isser of Gid HaNasha in the Chumash is the battle with the Sar Shel Esav with Yaakov. So it was a human's Gid HaNasha. That was it. That's what someone said. It's a good thing he didn't hit Yaakov in the prime rib, because then the Jews would be up in grief. But the Isser of Gid HaNasha is machlokas whether it applies to human beings. What does the machlokas depend upon? So the Rishonim discuss the Rash Mashita is that the Isser of Gid HaNasha is noig ba'adam, but the Shara Melech and Minchas Chinuch, the Aruch HaShulch, and say that the Isser Gid HaNasha ba'adam is totally machlokas Rishonim if Basar Adam is asr b'achila min haTorah, meaning is there an Isser of cannibalism min haTorah? Certainly it doesn't feel right, it doesn't seem that it should be right, and it's definitely also at least midrabanan, but that's the question. Is it an Isser da'araisa? Rabbi Daniel Feldman, one of the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva University, when he was a bacher, he used to give a shiur about cannibalism for NCS Wires, and the way he would always frame the shiur is, if the waiter comes to serve you nevela, is it better to eat the nevela or eat the waiter? Right? That's the question. So if the nevela is nisr daraisa, the waiter may or may not be nisr daraisa. So that's what the Achronim suggests, that if you hold that the basar adam is an nisr daraisa, then adam is a behema tameya. Gid of a behema tameya is not going to be asr min haTorah. So it's counterintuitive, right? That if an adam is asr min daraisa, the gid is not going to be asr, because gid of a behema tameya is not asr min haTorah. But if an adam is not an nisr daraisa, so then he's like a behema tahora, then the gid might in fact be asr min haTorah. Just a parenthetical, interesting note. Okay, now third raya, says the Gemara. We have an Isser to eat Eiver Menachai. D'chsiv lo sochal ha-nefesh ma-basar. It's an Isser of lo sochal ha-nefesh ma-basar. V'tana Rabbi Nassar Omer, minayin shelo yoshet adam kos yayin l'nazir v'Eiver Menachai l'mede noach. How do I know that you're not allowed to give wine to a Nazir or Eiver Menachai to a Ben Noach? Because it's a violation of Lifnaiver to share these items with these people who are not allowed to eat them. Halaklavim Shari. Sounds like, yes, you're not allowed to give Eiver Menachai to Ben Noach, but you are allowed to feed it to your dogs. Apparently, there's no Isra Hana'a on Eiver Menachai. So it says, well, no, Shiny Eiver Menachai to Iskish Ladam. Eiver Menachai is different because we link Eiver Menachai to the Isra of Dam, meaning Enochinami. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya that don't you see that you have a lashon of achila and it does not include an isra'na. So how can you say every lashon of achila includes an isra'na? So we're saying, no, this is also one of the exceptions. That just like dam was an exception to the rule, Eivor HaChai is linked with dam, and therefore it too is an exception to the rule. Tuchsiv rak chazak lebilti achal adam, ki adam hu hanefesh. Ulechizkiah lemay hilchsa iskish Eivor HaChai ledam. And according to Chizkiah, why do I need the hekesh between Eivor HaChai and dam? According to Chizkiah, anyway, it didn't say lo yeachel, so anyway I know that there's no isra hana'ah on Eivor HaChai. So what's the hekesh to dam there to teach me? Amelcha damu diskish Eivor HaChai. That we link dam to Eivor HaChai as follows. Ma Eivor HaChai osir av dam min HaChai osir. That just like Eivor HaChai is osir, dam min HaChai is osir as well. And that's a reference to damakaza shanefesh yotzebo, to the bloodletting dam shanefesh yotzebo, that that's also included in the iser. Now the iser lifnei iver, when it comes to a ben noach, it's very clear over here that we do have an iser of lifnei iver lositin michshal, even for a non-Jew to be machshil a non-Jew in violating an iser that he's not allowed to do. The Bukhar Shah raises the question: why do I need two examples of lifnei iver? Kos yayin lenazir and Eivor HaChai ben Noach. And he says, quite obviously, the example of Eivor HaChai ben Noach is mechadish to me, that the issue of Lifnei Iver does not only apply to a Jew, it applies to ben Noach also, that you're not allowed to give a ben Noach that which is aser. Kos yayin l'nazir, what is that mechadish to me? That you might think that's something that doesn't apply to me, I have no issur of lifnei iver on. I mean, I'm not a nazir, so if it's mutter for me, maybe there's no issur of lifnei iver to give it to someone else who it's usher for, because maybe the lundus of lifnei iver, the mechanics of lifnei iver, maybe are that when he does it, it's as if I'm doing it. Since I'm the one that caused him to do it, it's as if I'm doing it. But it's no problem for me to do it. I'm allowed to drink yayin. No, so come ashmalan, that even though it's mutter for me to drink yayin, it's still lifnei iver for me to be machshil him in drinking yayin. But nevertheless, there's still a machlokas aposkim whether lifnei iver bagayim is a real dinta oraisa or not. The Pnei Yeshua and Chuvas Pnei Yeshua, which is not written, I don't think it's written by the Pnei Yeshua, I think it's written by the Zeta, the Pnei Yeshua. The Chuvas Pnei Yeshua discusses selling tarnagolim to a guy when the Yisrael knows that the guy is going to be Mesaris the tarnagolim. There is a machlokas in Mesechus Sanhedrin whether the Isra of being Mesaris an animal, of neutering an animal, is Aser for Bnei Noach as well, or it's only Aser for Yisrael. So the Beis Shmuel on the side of Eben Ezra says that machlokas was never decided. We were never machriya one way or the other in that machlokas. If I could just ask everyone to mute themselves, I'm getting a lot of feedback over there. That machlokas was never decided about being Mesaris, about whether goyim are included in the Isra of Sirus, but generally we try to be machmir in that. We assume that goyim are included in the Isra of Sirus. So there's a machlok saposkim whether the mechira, when you know that he's going to be Mesaris, is an Isra of Lifnei Iver. So there are two deos quoted in the Ramah, and the Pnei Yeshua is mechadish to be matir the mechira for a different reason, because based on that which he tries to bring a raya, that Lifnei Iver is only midal raisa by Yisrael, that even though the Gemara is beferush, that Lifnei Iver applies to Ben Noach, but that's only on a derabbanan level. That's quite a chiddush, meaning the Gemara makes it sound like it's exactly the same thing as giving yayin to a nazir. Okay, so says the Gemara Vaitin now. Vaharei, now we're up to raya number four. Vare shara niskal. What about the iser of shara niskal? Shara niskal is a shar that was judged for skila, that it has to get skila. The Rachman Amar lo yochel is besaro. The pasuk says that you're not allowed to eat its basar. Now over here it says velo ye achel. Now lo ye achel, everyone agreed, both Chizkiah and Rabbi Avo said, includes an isra hana'a as well. So if we're going to say that shara niskal, that the word lo ye achel does not mean an isra hana'a, that's going to be a problem for everybody. So shara niskal drachman amal lo ye achel is besar v'tanya, and the brayse of darshans mimash v'shnemar sakol yisakel ashar. From the fact that the Torah already tells me you got to give it skila, ein yodea shehi nevela, nevela asura ba'achila, don't I realize that it's a nevela, and nevela is already asur ba'achila, mat amal amal lo ye achel, why does that say lo ye achel? That if you shecht it after already had a gemar din, so it's not a nevela, you don't do skila. Meaning the gemara is asking, I don't understand. understand. If you're stoning it, obviously you're not allowed to eat it. If you stone it, it's a nevela. So say, no, you had a gemar din that it needs skila, and then you're going to do a proper shchita on it. So it's not a nevela. Say, so it's us or still. Say, in the elava chilava naminayim. Yeah, but from lo yeachel, I only see, says the Bryce, and this is the key line. I only see from lo yeachel that you're not allowed to eat it. How do I know you're also not allowed to get anah from it? Tamalomar. Ubala Sharnaki, another pasuk that tells me that it's asur b'ana. Right there is our question. Right, we wanted to say that every time it says lo yechel, it automatically includes nisra na'a, and yet this brisa tells me, how do I know in nisra na'a? Because of another phrase, ubala Sharnaki. Parenthetically, my mashma, how does the phrase ubala Sharnaki mean that it's asur b'ana? It just means bala shar is clean. What does that mean, nisra na'a? So Shim ben Zama Omer ka'adam shom lechaveru yatzaploni naki min lechasav ve'en leben ana shel klum. It's like when you say a person lost all his money, say he was wiped out clean. Wiped out clean means he lost it all. So Bala Sharnaki means he's clean. He's got nothing in this. He's absolutely Sarana. But says Gemara, the diuk time at the cost of Bala Sharnaki, di'imi lo ye'achel israchila mashma israna lo mashma. Sounds like lo ye'achel would not have been enough to asri b'ana. It only would have been in israchila. It's only Bala Sharnaki that asri b'ana. So says Gemara, no. Li'olam lo ye'achel israchila v'isir hana'a mashma. Really, lo ye'achel means both in israchila and in israna. U'bala Sharnaki lanos orohu da'asa. And Bala Sharnaki comes to tell me that it's even also to get hanar from the or, from the hide of the animal, the itzrich. Salka died chamin lo yechlus besaro ksiv besaro in orlo. I might have thought that it says lo yechlus besaro, so there's an isra hanar on the basar of the animal, but on the or of the animal, which be totally mutter kamashmala. And that's why I have Bala Sharnaki to tell me it's also to get hanar from the hide of the animal as well. Ulahanach tanoi demavkile lahai kral ledrosh achrina lechati kofer ledmei vlados hanos orminalahu. But wait a second. What if you already use Bala Sharnaki to tell me other halachas, not about the isra'na from the hide of the animal, but to tell me that if a shor tam kills a person, so it doesn't pay chatzi kofer. A shor muad kills a person, you pay kofer shalem, right? But there's no such thing as chatzi kofer, even though there's such a thing as chatzi nezek, or demei vlados, the fact that it's chayiv to pay if it causes a woman to lose her babies. So if that's what Bala Sharnaki is coming to teach me, where do I know hana'as oro from? So nafbaluhu mei es bisaro. And here comes one of the most famous exchanges in all of Shas. Es hatafel b'sar. We learn from es b'sar, the extra word es, that it includes not only the basar, but the r, which is tafel to the basar. V'idach, and the other shita would say, who needs Bala Sharnaki to tell me r, would say es, lo darish, I'm not going to darshan the word es. Ooh, kidetanya, shimon amsuni v'armila nechemi amsuni, hayadorish, kol es in Shabbat Torah, shimon amsuni or nechemi amsuni, with darshan every single es it says in the Torah, kiven shi gia, la es Hashem Elokei Chatira, but once he arrived at the pasuk of es Hashem Elokei Chatira, pirish, he said, that's it, I can't be dorish anything. Amrlo tamidav Rebbe, kol esim shedrashta, matay alein, tamidav said, but Rebbe, all the other esim, all the other drashas that you have of es Hashem of es in the Torah, what are you going to do? You wrote a whole PhD thesis on the word es in the Torah and how it could be utilized every single time. What are you going to do with it? Some of them, k'shem shekivalti schar al drisha, kachani mekabel schar al aprisha. Just like I was mekabel schar for darshaning, I'm also going to be mekabel schar for being torish, for not darshaning. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva v'darash, es Hashem Elokei Chatira l'rabbi samid chachamim. Then Rabbi Akiva came along and he darshaned es Hashem Elokei Chatira l'rabbi samid chachamim. That you have to have a certain mora of tamid chachamim as well. So all the Bali Musar asked the question, well, wait a second, Shimon Amsuni or Nechemi Amsuni couldn't think of that one? Probably there are a lot more challenging S's to darshan in the Torah than es Hashem Elokei Chatira. Why is it so difficult to imagine that it's l'rabbos tamid chachamim? Right? We often associate tamid chachamim with the way of hiskarvus l'Hashem, right? That you're supposed to be mizdavik b'shchina. So the Gemara says, but how can you be mizdavik b'shchina? Eish uchlahu. The shchina is an all-consuming fire. No, you're mizdavik with tamidei chachamim, and that will be your connection. And through them, you'll connect to the shchina. So it's such a chiddush there. Es Hashem Elokei Chatira l'rabbos tamidei chachamim. So the Bali Musar point out that no one would have thought that a Talmud Chacham would be worthy of that level of mora to be darshan from the pasuk of Hashem alakach atira until they saw the integrity of Hashem and Amsuni and Nechemiah Amsuni. That Hashem and Amsuni and Nechemiah Amsuni had such integrity that after putting in all that time and all that work in order to darshan every single lesson in the Torah, and then they're poresh, and then they say, you know what? But if it's not emes, it's not emes, and he backs out on his whole life's work of darshaning it. That's the raya that Talmidei Chacham belong in that pasuk. Now there is another. Now that we know that there is this possibility of darshaning Essen, it may shed light on some other areas of Torah. The Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Mem Vav tells us that Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rishum Ben Yechai that a Baal HaBayis is Botzea and Oreach is Mevarich. The Baal HaBayis is one that cuts the bread, the Oreach says the Bracha. So the Gemara says, why is the Oreach Mevarich? In order to give him why does the Oreach lead benching? In order to give him the opportunity to be Mevarich the Baal HaBayis, right? He should bless the Baal HaBayis, and he should say that Yiratzon Shalyevosh Baal HaBayis Baal Mazev Leikolim Lol Maba. And Rebbe was Moshe. The Gemara says that the Yitzchak Mor B'chol Nuchas, even Nuchas and Nuchasin B'tzachum Kovim Leir. Vali Shlatzatan Lo B'Masiyada V'Lo B'Masiyadena Vali Zaka Lo L'Fana V'Lo L'Fanenu Shum Dvar Hir Chet V'Avir V'Avam Me'atav Yad Olam. A beautiful bracha that we give to the Baal HaBayis. Says the Sefer HaRokeach. The fact that we're mevarik the Baal HaBayis in Birkas HaMazon, the Tosefta darshins from the fact that it says V'Achalta V'Savata U'Virachta Es Hashem Elokecha. Not a V'Virachta Hashem Elokecha. Es Hashem Elokecha. S, the rabbi, says a Baal HaBayis. The S is a reboy to include the Baal HaBayis. Just like S, Hashem Baal Kechatira, is the rabbi's Tamidei Chachamim. The Smag writes that he heard that there's such a brisa in the Yerushalmi, and we pask in this bracha, obviously, in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishabura quotes in the name of the Lechem Chamudos, why is it that we change the nusach of the bracha from the way it says in Shas? Meaning, he said that we just say, Harachman Yivarech is Baal HaBayis, says that. Most people, when they bench, they just say the Harachmans. They don't say this special bracha. In the Sidur Yavitz, he also says that the Ashkenazim are Mekel Lagamri in this bracha. They don't say it. So he shows in Sidur Yavitz how every word of this bracha is absolutely critical and has deep meaning to it. So it doesn't seem correct that we ignore this bracha. And the Aruch HaShulchan says it's a bracha that we should still recite. Not only should we still recite, not only should the one who leads benching recite it, now that our practice is that everybody benches, every Oreach should say the bracha to be mevarich the Baal HaBayis, and that again, that bracha may be based on the word S in the Torah. Okay, next raya number 5 now says varvari orla. What about Arla? Arla means two things, of course, throughout Shas. It either means a foreskin, that's not what it means over here, or a tree that bears fruit in the first 3 years, that the fruits are Aser Bahana'a. Drachmana Amar Arelim Lo Yeachel. Pasuk says, again, Alashon of Yeachel. Yeachel, according to everybody, both Rabbi Yavoh and Chizkiah, is supposed to mean both an Isra Achila and an Isra Na'a. So far, so good, because Arla Taka is Aser Bahana'a, right? But V'tanya, we have a brisa that tells us, Arelim lo yeachel, ein li'el Yisrachila, minayin shalo yahani mimenu. How do I know you're also not allowed to get hana from it? Shalo yitzbabo, you shouldn't use it as a dye. V'lo yadik bo'as in there, and there's again our daily Hanukkah, daf yomi coincidence of being madlik in there, that you shouldn't be light in there with Arla, with Shemin of Arla. How do I know that all of that is included as well? That every Yisrachila is also included. Tamalom avara, tamalos arelim lo yeachel. L'rabu says kulam. We have an extra riboy in the pasuk to include everything, that you're not allowed to get any hana from Arla. So time of the Kazar Rachman Varatam Arlaso, Arelim Halav Hachi, but had it not said that extra phrase in the Pasuk, Hava Amina, Isra Achila Mashma, Isra Nala Mashma. Just from the word Lo Yeachel, I would have thought that there is an Isra Achila, but that there's no Isra Hana by Arla. So the Olam Lo Yeachel Mashma, Bein Isra Achila, Bein Isra Hana. No, Lo Yeachel means both Isra Achila and Isra Hana. The shiny Hasam Dixiv Lachem. Normally it means both an Isra Achila and an Isra Hana, but it says Lachem. Lachem is Mashma a heter. So the Isrich Salka Daita Chamina Hol V'Kasav Lachem Shalachem Yehei. So I might have thought Lachem comes to counter the Lo Yechel. Lo Yechel would tell me that it's Aser Bahana. Lachem tells me that it's Mutar Bahana. So now I need Varalat and Marlasa to tell me, no, it's still Aser Bahana. Well, Hashem Tichsivi Hanachray Lachem Lamali. So what's the lechem doing? What's it teaching me if it's going to be also about not in the end anyway? L'chadetanya, lechem l'rabel sasanatua l'rabim. Lechem is the lashon rabim. It comes to include that which is planted for the rabim. Rabbi Yehuda amar lahotzi sasanatua l'rabim. And Rabbi Yehuda says that lechem comes to exclude that which is natua l'rabim, that which is planted along the road for the rabim to benefit from. Let's just get to a couple of lines till the next raya. So my time in the Tanakhama. Why does the Tanakhama think it's l'rabel sasanatua l'rabim? T'chsiv u'netatam li'yachid mashma, l'rabim lo mashma. It would have implied that it's only for yachid, not for rabim. Kas rachmana, l'chem l'avi yasanatua l'rabim. So l'chem comes to tell me that even natua l'rabim is included in Arla. Rabbi Yehuda u'netatam mashma bein l'rabim bein l'yachid. No, netatam implies rabim as well. V'lachem also bein yachid bein rabim mashma. Save riboy yachid riboy. So you have a double riboy. You have both netatam and l'chem which are both marbin the rabbin. So vein riboy achar riboy elul ma'et. And whenever you have a double riboy, it's always coming to be min ma'et. Okay, but Shem, we'll pick up with raya number 6 tomorrow on the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph.